You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's 4:20. Time for this.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Mirror.
This is correct.
Good afternoon, Hungry.
Mandrake's in the studio. That was him just speaking just then. We're here to talk about what's been going on to do with marijuana this week in the media, local and abroad. We do a little away segment at the end.
A little bit of a focus on the local.
Yeah, we try to keep it. It's a big year for the DAC. At 5395, if you'd like to get in touch, anything pressing, maybe we talk about something that just sort of grinds your gears, whatever. 309-3879, we can chat that way as well. Mandrake, what's been going on?
Well, on stuff.co.nz this week, kind of your typical law and order type article.
Mm-hmm.
And
with
a really good, so this one's not about medical or health or anything. This is about people getting arrested for DAC.
Classic.
The headline, Cannabis Hall from House Raids Stink Out Blenheim Police Station.
Oh no, poor
isn't
police.
Isn't that bloody dank in there?
I always wonder what they do with marijuana once they grab it. I thought they incinerated it like on the site kind of thing. They obviously
confiscate it and then have a bonfire.
Yeah.
I actually, at high school.
It looks like the DAC in the picture is on its way. Definitely on its way.
Well, I think that's going to be quite a bit of a pain forever. Whoever's wanting some DAC in Blenheim.
The residential property was 25 kilometres south of Blenheim. These are indoors, eh? Because it gets a bit cold down there.
It's a bit, big DAC area, actually. They grow a lot of weed in the sounds and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Bugger me.
But anyway, yeah, so four people have been arrested. There was some meth as well.
No.
Of course.
And they have to wash all the police officers' uniforms as well.
Yeah, probably. And iron them.
Nobody like that. Doing that job when you're in a rugby team is a horrible scenario.
Actually, when I was at high school, speaking of incineration, one of our friends was a police officer.
Right.
But he was not exactly on the level. And he used to do some of the incinerating, but not incinerate at all.
Oh, juicy.
Naggity, yeah.
I reckon a lot of that goes down.
Yeah.
Check out the Blenheim police for the next few weeks, red-eyed. Stoked. What else?
In an alarming turn of events, excuse the pun, a dope-smoking driver says Ambo staff narked on him. This is from the Herald.
Wait, the driver is an Ambo staff member?
No, so
he crashed and then was like, my DAC, and they were like, what?
It was a charge of driving while impaired.
Oh, I see. Oh, this is in the BOP, Bay of Plenty.
But this was only, I guess he got charged because the ambulance guy narked on him, which is a breach of privacy, so his lawyer is getting him sorted out.
They've just gone and published his whole name as well, which is ruthless.
Yeah, it's a bit neat. He probably had a little bit of DAC and just like cruised down to the dairy or something.
Just like that ad.
Yeah.
Just like that ad. Probably had a great milkshake as well.
So there's another person.
Don't smoke and drive. We don't advocate for that here on Marijuana Media.
Not.
Just
go for a stroll.
Fly
definitely.
Hunt.
Stroll.
Actually, like if you do have a helicopter, don't do that. What else?
What else? We have
customs fines. 1 gram of cannabis. In 1 year of at port of Tauranga. What the hell?
Yeah, so Tauranga port, and obviously not a lot of people
and it's,
sending DAC to their friends via a container ship.
It's not good looking weed either.
But this article is kind of funny to me. It's like, why is it even an article?
Fuck knows. This is why we do this segment.
Yeah,
keep it honest.
Yeah.
People,
what the jeez, eh?
It's basically a joint. They found a joint.
Yep, and
the year
before that, they found 1.5 joints worth of weed.
They need to check out the dude looking. Eh? He's either looking real hard, and he's finding, and he's like that cop that your mate had.
That's a good point. Eh? Like, who was trying to sneak 1 gram into a country? It's not the Jeddah.
That's a busy port. You know, it's no slouch.
And then sort of...
over, so we're going away now? Going
nah,
away?
No, we've got one more local from the Hawke's Bay today.
Oh, nice.
Growing in plain sight. But is it a pot plant in CBD?
Yeah, these headlines.
Yeah, CBD.
What a grabbing headline.
Cannabinoid, yeah.
Just takes you, doesn't it?
This is like kind of one of those sensationalist type ones. And again, why is this an article? A Wairoa woman saw a plant and she thought it was dak. Turns out it's not. End of story.
Thanks.
Thanks for that.
Try to keep up, everyone. Try to keep up.
Hawke's Bay today. It's crazy down there. Yeah. A little highlight in the end.
Yes.
Moving to California now.
Oh, this is a cute story. Overseas cute story, yeah.
This was published in Stuff.
Insert puppy noises.
Little girl tells her dad, tells teacher her dad grows a lot of weed at home. and this sort of escalated to the point where...
She's adorable. She's a little ginger as well.
Yeah, the teacher sort of pulls the father aside and asks, like, what are you doing with all this dak, kind of thing. And he's sort of somewhat bemused by it all and asks his child, who's said the darndest thing, what the dickens is going on here, and what sort of weeds are you talking about, love? And then she eventually says quite a cute little line. Let me just dig it up here.
Kids say the darndest things, even about weed.
He's sort of, I think he makes a Facebook video and he's asking her, like, what did you tell your teachers today?
Yeah.
And then she replies, weed is not good for you because weed is stuff that is grass, but it's not grass because it's weed.
Spot on, little girl.
And then he gets her to point out what she's going on about, and turns out she's not happy that her old man is letting the gardening slip.
It's just,
and there's some weeds out on the lawn, and she wants them gone, basically.
That, I think what should be pointed out here is young kids should be educated that marijuana is called marijuana and weeds are called weeds. Don't call weed weed. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Because this happens. All these mishaps.
Oh, yeah.
That's
true.
Got to teach them young. So well, I guess actually another moral of that story is just take care of your garden.
I guess where it could have come unstuck is if he was actually growing weed, but she didn't know. She was talking about other weeds.
Yeah.
And then the cops come and they didn't find actual weed as well as the weeds in the lawn.
Hopefully that guy's got some dak anyway. He's going to need it.
Yeah, so that's kind of... marijuana in New Zealand media this week, Angus.
Good-o. Thank you kindly. If anybody wants to keep up with marijuana in the media, just go to dak.life, dak.life.
And, you'll find all your latest New Zealand weed stories there.
Right to the on.
Do it, baby.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.